This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 27th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Here are today's comments from the hits and takes section of JLN. The Women Are Wild are holding an online auction and spooky trivia event to support their Next Generation Women in Finance Scholarship fundraiser. The auction started on October 16th and culminates the night of the spooky trivia night on October 28th. The group notes 100% of the proceeds go to the Next Generation Women in Finance Scholarship. The trivia teams will be randomly formed. The auction URL is in today's JLN on johnlothiannews.com. Trivia night, where costumes are recommended, will be held from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time on October 28th. The Hedge Fund Association is holding a webinar on the LIBOR transition on Thursday, November 5th at 12 o'clock p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The speakers will address questions including, what project approaches are others adopting? What are exposures being identified and which products are being used to replace LIBOR? What are the pain points others are seeing? And how is everyone reviewing the mountains of legal contracts they need to get through? The registration link is in today's JLN on johnlothiannews.com. The Federation of Euro-Asian Stock Exchanges, in cooperation with CCP12, a global association of CCPs, organized a special workshop for FEAS members and FEAS friends on October 20th, 2020. The workshop looked at how to start a CCP business. Drawbridge Lending Digital is holding a webinar on October 28th at 1 p.m. Central Time with an outstanding group of speakers to talk about CFTC guidance for FCMs holding client virtual currencies. The webinar will be led by DBL's Matt Lyle, the chair of the Global Digital Asset and Cryptocurrency Association, or Global DCA. Featured speakers are U.S. CFTC Commissioner Brian Quintenz, Galaxy Digital President Chris Ferraro, BACT Head of Institutional Markets Laura Edelman, Philip Capital Vice President David Klotz, and EDF Man Capital Chief Risk Officer Stephen Hood. You can register at johnlothiannews.com in today's newsletter. FT Partners Research announced the publication of their 115-page third quarter 2020 FinTech Insights, which provides a comprehensive review of global FinTech deal activity with analysis across private company financings, IPOs, and M&A statistics. Thank you to Monica Mulvihill of Merix for her donation to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Monica is a savvy industry veteran who also happened to be in my graduation class from Glenbrook South High School in Glenview, Illinois. Thank you to Monica and all who have given and all those who are yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. The link is on johnlothiannews.com. We've added to the Remembrances Reflection page on johnlothiannews.com. The additions come from Jeremy Grant, Ed Tilley, Jim Carruth, Ryan McNally, Tom Scanlon, and Kelly Brown. If you'd like to share a remembrance, please email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Over the weekend, my weight loss reached 31 pounds. When I shared my dieting discipline before, Tom Asher reached out to me to share something he likes to have for a healthy breakfast. He is a customer of a small dairy operation in Vermont called Gamel Garden Creamery. They offer a yogurt competitor called Skyr. I liked what Tom sent me so much, I ordered more for myself. You can check out Gamel Garden Creamery online at www.gamelgardencreamery.com. Thank you, Tom, for the recommendation. From Suzanne Cosgrove, NASDAQ is hosting a panel discussion and fireside chat on the economics of the 2020 election on Thursday, October 29th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:20 Eastern Time. The panel hosted by CNBC's Guy Adami will include Jim Sullivan, Chief Macro Strategist at TD Securities, and Phil McIntosh, Chief Economist at NASDAQ. A fireside chat with NASDAQ CEO and President Adina Friedman is at 12:40 p.m. Eastern Time. The registration link is on johnlothiannews.com in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN from the Financial Times. COVID herd immunity theory dealt blow by UK researchers. Testing of more than 350,000 people shows that antibodies fade within a few months. The proportion of people in Britain with antibodies that protect against COVID-19 declined over the summer, according to research that adds to evidence that natural immunity can wane in a matter of months. The number of people with antibodies fell by a quarter from 6% of the population in June to 4.4% in September, according to the study of hundreds of thousands of people, one of the largest of its kind to date. So much for that theory. Here's a story from the Atlantic Journal-Constitution. Loeffler and Sprecher's $31 million year. Senator outspends all 20 opponents combined. When Kelly Loeffler was appointed to the U.S. Senate in December of 2019, the wealthy financial services executive made it known she was prepared to spend at least $20 million of her own money to win election in 2020. Senator Loeffler said she was going to spend $20 million of her own money. She, with her husband, ICE CEO Jeff Sprecher, has loaned $23 million to the campaign and given another $8.5 million to strategic allies. Here's a story from the Los Angeles Times, a little bit offbeat. Investor Bill Gross accused of blaring Gilligan's Island song on loop to torment neighbor. A dispute between Bond King Bill Gross and his next-door neighbor over a $1 million outdoor sculpture has devolved into police calls to their Laguna Beach mansions, multiple legal actions, and allegations that the billionaire investor blared the Gilligan's Island theme song on a loop at all hours to annoy his neighbor. That's not the music I would choose to annoy a neighbor. That is It's a Small World from Disney World. Try getting that out of your head. What's been driving U.S. equity? Insights from FTSE Russell, CME, and iShares. This is a recap of a webinar from last week of FTSE Russell. FTSE Russell recently hosted market and derivatives and ETF experts from FTSE Russell, CME Group, and iShares in a special webinar focused on U.S. equity market outperformance in 2020 and drivers behind the underlying differences in performance between U.S. small and large cap stocks. In the webinar for clients and the news media moderated by FTSE Russell Director of Product Management, Catherine Yashimoto, the group shared perspective on the key drivers behind the 2020 performance of the Russell 1000 and Russell 2000 indices, investor use of the U.S. equity index-based ETF, and derivative tools to address opportunities and manage downside risk. There's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Pandemic fatigue is real and it's spreading. Collective exhaustion with coronavirus restrictions has emerged as a formidable adversary for governments. From the corridors of Washington to the cobblestones of Paris, the coronavirus is roaring back and authorities are ramping up restrictions again. This time around, however, everyone is tired. Hospital staff worldwide are demoralized after 7 months of virus-fighting triage. The wartime rhetoric that world leaders initially used to rally support is gone. Family members who willingly sealed themselves off during the spring lockdowns are suddenly finding it hard to resist the urge to reunite. Take a deep breath. Find a way to find the energy to keep on keeping on. Here are the three most read stories from yesterday's JLN. Our most read story yesterday was people sharing their memories of Peter Wind. He will be missed. You can read them at John Lothian News, P Peter Wynn Remembrances, and if you have any memories of your own to share, please email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com, and we will add them there. Second was Crane Chicago Business, Regional Resiliency, discussing what Chicago as a city needs to do to thrive after the pandemic. Our third most read story was the sad news from John Lothian News. Peter Wynn, longtime industry colleague and mentor, passes away. Here are your Markets Wiki stats of the day. The site has 191,204,878 pages viewed, with 24,477 pages on the site and 226,455 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Update. Please consider telling a friend about it, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps us find new listeners. Also, if you aren't already a newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.